giving your talk here.
Thank you for this.
It will be nice to see you. May I ask you some questions?
Yes.
I understand people call you an ambassador of peace. Can you tell me why?
Sorry.
Ambassador of peace.
Oh, yes. I'm ambassador of peace. Because I, wherever in world I go, I teach all the persons that God is everywhere.
Sorry, that God is within them?
Everywhere.
God is everywhere.
Okay.
And we are part and parcel of
you disconnected
that God.
You shut her off. I don't know what happened here. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
He's...
I knew you'd come back.
Okay.
Understand me?
No, Manas, don't know anything.
Yes, I can.
We are all part and parcel of God. This body is nothing but a bag of stool, urine, blood and everything. So, we should not quarrel for this body. And we see in all, God is everywhere pervading. So, we should have love and affection to all. This is the best service of God. So, by this method, whole world is now attractive to me. And wherever I go, I tell all this to read our Gita, written by Krishna himself. He has told all these things. Understand?
So Mayor of Houston, so Mayor of Houston give this title to you.
That's a good question.
So
did someone give you that title, Ambassador of
Peace? Yes. Mayor. In America.
Mayor of Houston.
Mayor of Houston gave me.
Lippy Brown. Lippy Brown.
E.P. Brown.
By name.
And how long, when was that?
2 years ago.
2 years before.
2 years before.
Pancelli told me that you are credited with keeping thousands of children.
Yes.
From drugs. How did you do that?
Oh, as a miracle, by the mercy of Krishna, because I follow myself and then teach to others. And then, by my teachings, oh, they are very much inspired and they follow me. Everywhere in India, everywhere in whole world, especially the children are very, very much attracted to my instructions. If anyone wants to instruct another person, he should follow himself first and then to teach. So I follow all the rules and regulations and then I tell to others.
And what kind of instructions do you give the children?
What kind of instructions do you give to the children to stay away from drugs?
Your life will be ruined. If you will take drugs and all these things, you should not take drug, smoking,
alcohol
and marijuana, and other things. Otherwise, your life will be spoiled for nothing. So you should be careful from boyhood, and you should chant the holy name of God, and then strong belief will come in you and you will be able to give up all these things. So, thousands of children of America and here and there, they follow me. We have schools. Oh, the boys are very, very good boys. They are following all these instructions.
So, you've had success talking to American children about this too?
Oh, by this method.
We have school in California.
We have a school in California that is in a hill place.
Badger.
Oh, there we have a school. Other places we have also a school, and we are giving all this teaching to them.
Okay. How many boys in that school?
Oh, more than 30, 40.
No.
No.
So the boys go home to family?
Yes. They come from family and they live there in the house of devotees.
So it's like a boarding school, sort of?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I understand.
Thank you.
How can we, as lay people, just regular people holding down jobs, do something like that for our children?
How can ordinary people do the same for their children?
By following my teachings. If they are not following the teachings of ancient books,
scripture,
like Vedas, Gitas, Bible, and other things, they cannot be a good character. So they should follow. And we should also inspire them to do like that. Then they will be like that.
Okay. What is bringing you to Hawaii?
Oh, only to teach all the message of God, that we are all in one family. We should not struggle among us, and we should see God in each and every one, and we should try to help them in improving their lives and to remember God. Thus they will be happy in this life and other lives also.
Sounds like very good advice.
Good advice, sister.
Thank you.
You travel everywhere in the United States?
Yes.
Hawaii is a far distance from California.
But this place is very favorable for me. The air coming from ocean gives me so energy that I can read, write, and my health improves. And I do bhajan here. And after that, I preach from here. I go to all main islands, here and there. And from here, I will go to Houston and other places in America.
So you can take some Hawaiian teaching with you as you go to the rest of America.
As you go to the rest of America, you take some teachings from Hawaii with you?
No. No, Samaj. Not understand.
In Hawaii, what are we teaching in Hawaii, Pamela?
Oh, same thing we are teaching here. As I told you.
Okay.
Main thing is that we know that in this world, a minister, a king, a president, any person in good position, anyone is not happy. All are unhappy. One day, old is bound to come and embrace you all. And after some days, we'll have to go. What you are earning money or anything, any farthing of that, any part of that, we cannot take with us. Then why we are so much doing a lot of
labor
like donkeys? We should try to realize this. If we cannot take anything from this world, why we are doing useless all these things. So we must remember God, and by His mercy, we will be happy. Otherwise, not. This is our message.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you find that religion throughout the world have the same message?
Yes. And all are responding.
All different.
I think that more than 1 lakh devotees are following me.
All the different religions in the world, they carry the same message. Do you think
No. All the religious religions, they don't carry all these things. If it was so, then how Muslims are quarreling themselves and from others?
And, I was going to ask you.
And others are quarreling. They don't follow.
If same, why they are cutting, slaughtering cows?
How they are slaughtering cows? She gives milk to all without any difference.
Caste and creed.
Yes.
How can we cause other religions to unite and stop quarreling?
Oh, if this message is going, and as we are spreading everywhere, only by this we can stop all this nonsense, and we can give them love and affection to all.
Okay, I think just one more question, or maybe two
more. More one question.
maybe two more.
No, when I will come, you can ask me there.
Tsunami.
What do you recommend that we do to help those people?
How to help them?
Oh, we are helping them by money also, by praying to God. Also, God has not done this. Their past activities have caused all these things.
Due to their past activities, these things are happening by the law of karma.
Oh, okay. So God did not cause this.
He is causeless, merciful. We are praying Him to give calm and
peace
in the heart of those who are dead, because soul is not dead. Soul never dies. So anywhere the soul is there, so soul should be happy. Body is gone. We should not lament for body. We should lament for
soul.
God and soul, which is now covered with Maya.
Okay.
So Krishna should be merciful. So where these atmas are there, souls are there, He should give peace and calm to them. We think that soul never
dies.
Only He lifts the body, and this bag becomes soulless and rotten and
useless.
Where does the soul go?
Oh, you'll have to come to me and I will help you.
Soul goes to another destination.
And follow me, not come to me. It means that you will have to follow me.
Okay.
And you will have to be my darling daughter.
Oh, you're funny. Well, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow evening at Panteli's
house. Yes.
I will
also...
They're taking a couple photographs too, so I will introduce myself when I come in.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
We are looking forward to see you tomorrow.
Yes, it should be nice. I hope it stops raining.
So we need to see you tomorrow soon before noon.
Oh, really?
It stopped right now, but it has been raining almost constantly for 2 weeks.
Oh, here it just started today.
Oh, well, Maybe it's going there, and when you come here, it will be sunny.
We hope so. I'm sure it will be sunny.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Pamela.